Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We give God glory for another blessed day that He has made, and we're going to keep on rejoicing and being glad in Him. What an awesome God we serve. I pray you've been having a marvelous and wonderful day, glorifying and magnifying the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is worthy to be praised. We bless you today, and we're going to be so illuminated by the word today for this blessed Sunday evening for evangelists. Sorry, I got this. I'm trying to get in. For evangelist Willette, our mother in Zion, that a prayer warrior, anointed vessel that prays sincerely the word of God and uses the word skillfully. And we're going to open our hearts up and our minds to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say today through this vessel. We're going to try to get the line open. I'm a little late trying to get the system up. But in the meantime, just be patient and just get your minds tuned in and get ready to allow the Spirit of the Lord to bless your spirit with the word, because no matter what, each day we need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, because many times we're hearing many voices because of the challenges that we go through in life, and we miss out on really standing on the promises of the Lord because so many distractions by the voice of the enemy, because he's always trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But if we don't stay focused and stay tuned into the Spirit of the Lord, hearing this word and being obeying this word, the adversary will have us bound up and walking as a defeated foe. But we have to remember whose we are and who we are, so we will not allow the adversary to discourage us and have us caught up in the moment about what's going on. Because one decision is not made in the will of the Lord can change our lives for permanently, or cause delays, or cause us to be able to not be able to reap the blessings that the plan that He has for us. Shortly we're going to be in here, but come up here, darling. Hold on just a moment, please. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We exalt His name. We glorify Him. We tell Him, glory to God, how much we love Him. We adore Him. We appreciate Him. This should be a time that we should always glorify and magnify Him by exalting His name, because when we get so caught up in making our requests and all the things that we need and what we want done, we miss out on giving Him the praise that's rightly due Him. So we got to be in a place that we continue to exalt the name of the Lord and not allow, glory to God, whatever we're going through, and gimme, 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 please, Lord, would you move, what you do, what you want, glory to God. Ask the Lord, glory to God, your request, but first of all, we're supposed to give praise and reverence unto Him. That's why He wants us to be in a place that we trust Him, so no matter what's going on, we can still yet settle ourselves to say, I will trust in the Lord no matter what my circumstances are saying to me, no matter what the enemy is trying to dictate to me. I stand on the promises of the Lord. And that's why it's so important to hear the word and hear the word and hear the word, because He said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so if we keep on hearing negative, 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 our spirit going to cause us to be depressed, oppressed, suppressed. So we thank God, glory to God, that we can come in a place in the spirit when we have time before Him, when we have time, glory to God, to just rest in Him, and time, glory to God, to talk to Him, and time, glory to God, to sit and hear the ministers of the gospel, to get into prayer time and to get in a place, glory to God, where we can reverence Him. Then we can see the manifestation more of the power of the spirit, glory to God, being manifested in healing, deliverance, encouragement, enlightenment, or whatever it is. Sometimes when we get stagnated ourselves, sometimes we got to get back and press into the word. Sometimes we got to be open, because we're in a place sometimes when the adversary will cause us to be in denial and justify, and God has to awaken us, because he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But when he brings us into the knowledge of the truth, when we see the light, we have to walk therein, because the word of God says in Psalms 119 that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. So if we want him to light our pathway, we got to be in a place to get in his word and get in his presence, be able to hear his voice, meditate on his word, and exalt his name, be able to praise and magnify him, because sometimes we can praise our way through some trials and situations. Praise the Lord. So I want you to be able to open yourself up today and be able to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We're going to use the scriptures in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, we thank you today. We give you glory for this awesome day that you bless us. No matter what the weather looks like, our lives are not dictated by the weather outside or whether what is going on with us in a storm in our spiritual or natural lives. But we are to look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to you, glory to God, as our deliverer, our healer, our savior. Whatever we need is in that El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. You are Jehovah's alone, the God, glory to God, that gives us peace, and you will give us peace in the midst of the storm. You are peace. We thank God, glory to God, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Everything we need, you're the God, glory to God, that sanctifies. You are Mechadash. Everything we need to look to you and trust you and rest in you. So, God, we bless you today for the word. We bless you for the one that's going to break the bread of life, the one, glory to God, that's carrying the news, the good news of Jesus Christ. And thank God, glory to God, that you bless and your word is already anointed. So we ask you to anoint the vessel. So as we come in your presence today, we thank you and we open our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church this day. Bless the Lord. At this time, I want you to be able to prepare yourself to hear Mother Willette, the evangelist for the hour. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, we give honor and glory and praise to the Most High God. God, you are so good, and we appreciate you today. We thank you so much that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in you. I thank and praise God, first of all, hallelujah, for the opportunity to come before you, praise God, and just share a word with you, praise the Lord. And I just thank and praise God for being so good. It's like it's been a challenging week, praise God, but yet in a wonderful week in the Lord. Busy, 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 even up until a little bit ago. So we thank and praise God. I got my grandkids back to where they're supposed to be at now, so I'll be able to rest for a little while. But I do thank and praise God. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I come before you, before your presence, Heavenly Father. Thank you that you have anointed me, Lord God, as your chosen vessel. I thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit just to allow me to become one of your children. I thank you for the love of God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the love of our Savior Jesus, who was willing to make a sacrifice so that to as many as receive him could become the children of God. So I appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for showing us how much you love us. And I thank you so much that you demonstrated that love to us when you allowed Jesus to get up out of you and come down and be your express image of you in the earth. Hallelujah. To show us that there is a better way. Hallelujah. And then become the ultimate supreme sacrifice. Hallelujah. So that people could live and not die and be separated from you. So, Father God, I thank you for the power of your word today. I depend upon you. Hallelujah. As the songwriter says, hallelujah, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. So I thank you for this word on this afternoon. I pray that those that are on the line will receive a word, even myself, from you, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to be challenged by your word and to grow in your word and to become better servants of the living God. So we appreciate you this afternoon. I love you, Lord God, because you love me so much. I thank you that you're right here with us. The word says, because you're at our right hand, we shall not be moved. So I appreciate you. I pray that you touch every condition that's trying to fight against our bodies from our good health. And I pray that the cells will line up with good health right now at the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind up in his satanic opposition right now from those who would want to hear the word. And God, we're praying that as the power of your word goes forward, it shall not come back void. So thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Jesus. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're going to do in this hour, oh God, as we begin to break the words of life, hallelujah, to those that are hearing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, hallelujah. I want you to turn in your Bibles, hallelujah, to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 14. I'm going to read those first, praise God, and then we're going to get into the word. And hallelujah, as you're turning in your Bibles to Matthew 22nd chapter, I'm going to read that first. And praise God, hallelujah. And I just want you to ponder on this question as you begin to look at the word of God with me. Praise God, and Holy Spirit, you know I'm depending on you this afternoon. And I thank you, hallelujah, that your word is good all by itself. So get your plates together. Praise God, hallelujah, because you're going to get a good plate full of this, and it's going to be good. Hallelujah. And I pray that you go with me and allow your imagination to see what the Holy Spirit it will reveal to you in these scriptures. Praise God. As you're turning to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, giving someone who may have just gotten on the line, praise God, hallelujah, opportunity to turn to Matthew 22, 1 through 14. And I want to use for a subject matter today, praise God, what have you done with the invitation that you have received? What have you done with the invitation that you have received? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read these scriptures, praise God, hallelujah, and you think about that. A lot of times we get invitations. You may get, maybe you're, when you were younger, you got an invitation to one of your classmates' birthday party. Maybe someone in your family may have had a birthday, or you may have got an invitation to a graduation. There's a number of invitations that you can receive, and some you may have committed to say, you know what, that's my best friend or that person. I really care about that person, so I'm going to go to that event. And so you prepare yourself. Usually you get a notice in advance before the event takes place, praise God. And in our today's life, we do something called a RSVP. That means you're going to respond and let that individual know whether or not you can attend, because usually people want a RSVP, you know, or let them know whether you're going to attend, because they have to order. There's such great preparations that goes or involved in planning an event, and you want to make sure you have enough, certainly enough food in our world today, and enough, you know, on hand for those that would be showing up. So praise God. What have you done with the invitation you have received? And I would to God that somebody, that this message would go out over the airways, and even be, I wish it could be up there in the sky and it could just go out there, because somebody need to hear the word of God. Somebody need to realize that it's time, hallelujah, time's winding up, and they need to hear about this great invitation that's gone out, and they need to answer the question today, what have you done with the invitation that you received? Why? Because it's a very important invitation. Let's look at the word, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. Praise God. The parable of the wedding banquet. That's what my subtopic in the NIV says. It says, Jesus spoke to them, beginning with verse 1, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Hallelujah. And he sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. And then he sent some more servants and said, tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatted calves have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. Glory be to God. But they paid no attention, and they went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. Sounds like something I've heard before regarding the law and the prophets and what was done to them. The king was enraged, and he sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I have invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. And verse 11, but when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed the man that was there who was not wearing wedding clothes, a wedding garment or a wedding robe. Hello, somebody. And he asked, how is it, how did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend? The man, in response, the man was speechless. Hello, somebody. You know, I hear the word said, you look on the outward, but God looks at the heart. Hallelujah. So you can't get nothing past him. And then, praise God, we're trying to see that verse, I think 13, says, then the king told the attendants, tie his hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In verse 14, for many are invited. And another text would say, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are invited to this great wedding banquet, but few are chosen. Hello, somebody. Well, let's look at this. We see that this is a parable. Jesus is speaking to his audience once again, and he's using parable. And I just let you know that a parable is simply a short story, but it's in the dictionary, when I looked that up, praise God, a parable says a placing beside or a comparison. It could be a comparison of earthly with the heavenly things. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning, as in the parable of our Lord. One of the things, Matthew, the 13th chapter, really gives us a little bit of understanding from Jesus based on why he even speaks in parables. And Matthew 13:13 through 15 says, this is why I speak to them in parables. And this is the NIV version. Praise God. It says, though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. And Isaiah said, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. And God knows we need to begin to see things from God's perspective, not our own perspective. Praise God. For this people's heart is become calloused. You know what callous is on your feet, hello somebody. And some people get callous on their hand. But it said this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Hello, somebody. Praise God. In other words, Jesus is basically saying, explaining why he's speaking parables. He said he's speaking parables so that people will hear, but they were hear and see, but not understanding. Understand those who were receptive to spiritual truth understand the illustrations. To others, they were only stories without meaning. And we're at a wonderful time because we have Christ, and we have the Holy Spirit that give us great understanding. A lot of times when you read the parables today, you know because the Holy Spirit lives in you, he gives you good understanding what Jesus is really saying. But back then, he spoke in parables because he knew who he was dealing with. A lot of times dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they was just trying to find a way to entrap him many times so they could have a reason to try to destroy Jesus. Hallelujah. But they couldn't do nothing with Jesus because of who he is. Hello, somebody. So I wanted to read the scripture for you there, and then I wanted to share with you, you know, when you get an invitation, praise God, you want to know who it's from. So I said, well, let me tell them who this invitation is from. You see, praise God, when Jesus spoke to them in the parable, praise God, he said a king, it says the kingdom of heaven is like. That's a like. When you see the word like, that means it's a comparison now. It's not, he's not, okay, but he's like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. So who is the king in this? In this aspect, the king is God. Glory be to God. He's El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's El Elyon, the Most High God. He's the self-existing God, the all-knowing, all-seeing, hallelujah, all-powerful God who sees everything. And let me put emphasis, he sees, he's Jehovah Roi, the God who sees. He even sees in your heart. He even sees your thoughts afar off. Hallelujah, glory be to God. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's our sanctifier. Hallelujah. Jehovah Makedesh, our righteousness. Glory be to God. So the king that's represented here is God himself. So now that ought to make you take notice, praise God. If you're getting an invitation and it's coming from God, then my question is, what have you done with the invitation you receive, especially that just knowing who it's from? And I'm reminded about, there was a story, a story about the shack, and that guy, it seemed like he had, who wrote that, seemed like he had an experience with God that was different from what other people see God as, praise God. But once you understand who the invitation is from, and praise God, and then he was talking about his son. Well, who does the son represent? Hello, somebody. He represents Jesus. Hallelujah. God's only begotten son. And I wanted to put a personal touch by saying, he's my Savior. That's who the son is. He's my Savior and my Lord. And as the songwriter says, he's my way maker and my miracle worker, the promise keeper. And he's the light in darkness. And as the scripture says, he's Emmanuel, God with us. That's who the son is. Glory be to God. You see, he got up as I was praying out of God and came down, hallelujah, and became a part of his creation so that he could be the perfect, supreme sacrifice for you and I. Who wouldn't want to accept an invitation from God the Father regarding, hallelujah, glory be to God, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God? Who wouldn't want an invitation from him? Oh, glory be to God. And many, hallelujah, has received an invitation, but what have they done with that invitation? Glory be to God. And somebody else, I'm still talking about who it was, the God who's, praise God, the invitation is coming from God regarding his dear son. I got to share a little bit more about that because it's important, praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's not just any song, just like this invitation. It's no ordinary invitation, as the songwriter says. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's also, Jesus is Mary's baby. Hallelujah. He is the I am that I am. Glory be to God. And I like what John, St. John says in the first chapter, praise God, it says, this is talking about Jesus now. I want you to know who this son is. Because once you get an idea who this son is, hallelujah, how is it that, what is it that you've done with the invitation that come from God regarding his dear son, Jesus. John says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word, Jesus, was with God. Hello, somebody. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning. Don't you remember in the beginning it was God who created the heaven and the earth? And a little bit down in Genesis 1 it says, and he said, let us make man and make him in our image and after our likeness. Hello. That was Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit all in one, praise God, having a conversation saying, let us make man. So he was in the beginning. And I'm reminded, I hear, praise God, the word said, Jesus said, before, when the Pharisees tell me, we ain't been in bondage, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Hello, somebody. Want you to know who this son is. Glory be to God. He was, still in John, he was with God in the beginning. Verse 3, though through him all things were made. Through who? Jesus. All things was made. And without him nothing was made that has been made. And verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Just want you to know who the Son is. Glory be to God. I mean, he was in the beginning. He was with God, and he was God, and there was nothing made that was made except for it wasn't made without him. He was involved in everything. Glory be to God. In him was life. Glory be to God. So the only way you truly gonna live, hello somebody, is to be in Christ, is to receive him for yourself. Let's see what it says, hallelujah. And then verse 14 in St. John, the first chapter, praise God, said, and the word, we were talking about Jesus, he became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. I'm hearing, Lord, the Spirit says, what God said, hallelujah, after Jesus, hallelujah, was baptized by John to fulfill, praise God, hallelujah. What was customary to do is be baptized, praise God. So God said, you heard a voice said, behold, this is my son. Hallelujah. Hear ye him, praise God. God loves the son, so he gave a wedding banquet, hallelujah, for his son. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a little bit more information, praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture teach, hallelujah, in Hebrews, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. At one time, God spoke through Moses and the prophet. Though Moses represent the law, hallelujah, and the prophets, praise God. Hallelujah. So it said God used to, but now in Hebrews, praise God, it said, now God has in these last days spoken unto us by his son. See, Jesus, the word, became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus was the one with people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he was speaking to them, but the scripture say he came to his own, and his own received him not. There were many that rejected the invitation. Hello, somebody. What have you done with the invitation
that you have received. Praise God. Now, let me get this little part here. It says, and this is still in Hebrews, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, glory be to God, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And the NIV version said the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. I like that. I like that, praise God. But in Colossians 1 and 15, praise God, it says, Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, Jesus to the glory of God. Hallelujah. So, the invitation is from God regarding the wedding, praise God, banquet of his dear Son. Now, I imagine some of you are already imagining if the invitation is from God, praise God. And I believe by faith, hallelujah, that this banquet, hallelujah, has already been prepared. Glory be to God. Let me just talk with you for a little bit. Hallelujah, even before the foundation of the world. You see, even before the foundation of the world, God knew that man's heart would be evil only continually. Hello, somebody. And he had to prepare a plan to reconcile us back to himself. And the only way to do that was to allow God, allow the Lord Jesus to get up out of God and come down to earth and become a part of his creation. And Jesus would, he is the express image. He was the exact likeness of God. And he didn't think it robbery to be equal with God. For he and the Father is one. Somebody said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, how long I've been with you? And you said, show me the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So an invitation has gone out, praise God. And wonderful thing about this, you know, a lot of times, and from I didn't read a lot, you can go and search Jewish weddings, but you can see sometimes that's preparation. It's made a whole long year. Some people, I guess today, they plan weddings, and they play it about long time. But in any case, you can look that up. But that's neither here nor there, praise God. But the invitation has gone out. And what's interesting about this message is that he sent some of his servants to tell who? Those that were invited, hallelujah, that the dinner, praise God, is now ready. All things is now ready. He even gave him a little tidbit of what's going to be on the menu. Praise God. My oxen, somebody said some collard greens and ham hocks, mashed potatoes and gravy. Hello. Yes, appeals to your appetite, praise God. But my oxen, because you know it had to, the hoof had to split. It couldn't, or vice versa. You know back then, Jewish laws back there. My oxen and fatted cow and have been butchered, and everything is ready. And he said, come on. Come on to the banquet. Now, that tells you if he sent the servant out, a previous invitation had went out, and people had responded favorably. They said, oh, sure, we're going to come to that wedding. But you see, this is a parable now. So some of them still didn't get it because they didn't get the clarity that this, praise God, king was no ordinary king. This was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory be to God. This was the self-existing God, hallelujah, because the Word of God is God's love letter to those who will study the Word and see. Hello, somebody. It's his love letter to us. Praise God. And he letting us know, look at what I've done for you. I've prepared a wedding banquet for you even before the foundation of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So one day we're going to sit down, glory be to God, at the table and dine with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. You get to ask Paul a question, say, how did it feel, Paul, when you were shipwrecked? Hello, somebody. You can ask, other questions. Elijah. Hello, Elijah. What was it like to be taken up in that whirlwind? Methuselah. Hello, somebody. You can, can you imagine? Only can you imagine, praise God. Let me go head on before I get carried away, praise God. So he told his servant, and let me just address who the servant is. The servant is you and I. Hello, somebody. The ones that God has spoken to and said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to as many that were here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's the servants of God. His ministers, praise God, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, praise God, servants, those that are willing to hear from the Father and what he's assigned to your hand to do. As Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Glory be to God. You're doing that, praise God. So the servants, praise God, you know who they are now. And he said, go and tell those that were invited. So certain people now, from what I understand, back in the day, certain people, praise God, would be invited. And a lot of times they looked at people who had, a lot of times, and Jesus in this same, I think it's in the same chapter, he talks about a lot of you, when you go and you're invited somewhere, don't take the best seat, because you're going to get your feelings hurt when you're told to move out of that seat for someone who has a greater rank than you. And they put somebody else, and you have to take your little head down and go on down and take a lower seat. So don't try to take the high seat. Hello, somebody. And Jesus don't do the same things that others. Some people invite those that can invite them back. Come on now. That's what Jesus is really talking. He's really talking to these Pharisees and Sadducees because he know what they all about, praise God. But he's also talking to you and I because we get the opportunity. We may invite certain people, but sometimes do we do the same thing, invite people who can give back to us? Or do we do like Jesus said when he told his servants, he said, go out a second time. And, you know, God always give you a second chance, don't he? Because he told him, he said, the servant came back. And what did the servant say? He said, praise God. He said, he went out and everybody came back with what? An excuse. And, oh, my goodness, can you imagine? But once again, and I would say, and if we've done this, we have to say, Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they do because they didn't realize who you really are. They didn't realize who the King was, who the Son was. Hello, somebody. If they had only known, hallelujah. And I believe just like if the devil had only known what he was doing when he conspired in the heart or influenced the heart of those people to conspire to have Jesus put to death, if he had only known, he was just, well, God had already worked that out because the who was that Ananias that said, don't you know, one must die for the people? Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So let's go back. Praise God. The king said, go out there, servant, and tell him everything is now ready. And verse 5 says, but they paid no attention, and they went off. Because as you read and study the lesson, because I'm reading this from the NIV, one of them said, look here, I done bought a field, and I need to go out there and test that field. I need to go in and check it out, you know. Another said he had another business. Well, some had bought oxen, and he wanted to try the oxen. And another person had said, well, I just got married. I can't go. Everybody came up with excuses. Well, isn't that how people do today when you invite them to church? Hey, come on, go to church with us. No, I can't go today. I got too much to do. I'm not ready. They just come up with all kind of excuses. So what have you done with the invitation? And what's sad to say is that a lot of time God is inviting people, come. You heard the song, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. You heard that song? I remember hearing that song, praise God, hallelujah, whenever they have an altar call, the cry would go out. It was an invitation to one of the greatest banquets that you ever gonna get an invite to. What are you gonna do with your invitation? What have you done with it? The call has gone out. The invitation has gone out. Will you be like some of those, continue to say, I need to get myself together? Well, if you're waiting to get yourself together, you're not going to get ready. I pray somebody on this line needs this message today. Praise God. You let God work it out on the inside, and then it'll be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me go head on because I don't want to worry you too long. Praise God. So they all came up with excuses, and not only just came up with excuses, when the good king sent them back out, look, go out and tell them, look here, everything's ready. Now, y'all, come on. He was giving them a second chance. But what did the rest of those people that were invited did? It said, verse 6 says, I think that's verse 6 of my eyes playing a trick on me because it's hard to see. Praise God. He said, the rest seized his servants, and they mistreated them, and they killed some. Don't that remind you of what they did to the law and the prophets? They killed some of the prophets. They seized some, and it sounds like another parable Jesus gave, too. Praise God. Still talking about what they did. Hello, somebody. They just, people today, when you try to invite them to this great banquet, to this invitation, you try to give them an invitation to the Lord, oh, my goodness. Don't you want to receive Christ before the close of the day? Don't you want your life to be much better than what it is right now? I'm not saying you're going to get a new house and a new car. I'm just saying, praise God, with what you're going through right now, your life would be so much better if you had Christ in it than leaving him out of your life. I tell people, if you're living like there's no God, keep living. You're going to find out that there is a God. But you don't want to wait too late. What have you done with the invitation that you received, my Lord? They seized, they mistreated, and they killed some. And verse 7 says, the king was what? He was enraged. And he sent out an army. And I thank and praise God in Revelations, we've been studying that. And I thank and praise God, Jesus is getting ready to come back. And there's an army going to be with him. But that army that's clothed in white, that's on their horses too, they're not going to have to do anything. They're going to be with Jesus, but they're not going to have to do anything because Jesus is going to deal with his enemy with the sword of his mouth. Glory be to God. And he's going to deal with the enemy. Hallelujah. And those who have rejected his invitation. And it says, and he sent his army, and he did what? He destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Hello. Let me go on. Then he said to his servants, hallelujah, he's still speaking to us. Anytime you see servants, he's talking to us. He said, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I have invited did not deserve to come. If you reject Jesus, you don't know. People would say, well, you don't know what tomorrow brings. That is still true. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So when the call or invitation goes out, each time the preacher, when you go to church, and each time the preacher, whoever it is, the servant, calls an altar call, it's an altar call for you to come and be invited to this great banquet that God is going to hold on behalf of his son. It's an invitation for you to come and receive life, and that wonderful life to the full. The scripture says, hallelujah, the thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. He will influence you and tell you, hey, it's time to go now. I remember when I was just a little girl, and I had snuck away from the house and went to a revival. And then my baby brother went with me. And I remember hearing the preacher said, children can accept Christ. It's your personal Savior. And I told my baby brother, well, I'm getting ready to go up there and accept and give the preacher my hand and accept Jesus. And he said, he punched me inside. He said, you know we better go back or we're going to get in trouble for leaving anyway. You know, that was the devil. He'll try to whisper in your ear and give you any old excuse as possible to keep you from receiving that invitation. But don't let anything stop you from receiving the greatest invitation that you're ever going to receive, and that's to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you will be at that banquet. Hallelujah. The greatest invitation, the greatest banquet you're ever going to be able to attend. And I can imagine some of the dress. Praise God. You can't be dressed any old type of way. Hello, somebody. Because this lesson talks about when the king came in and began to view those who were bidden to come, when he had to tell them, go out there to the highways and the hedges and bring them in. Gather as many as you find and bring them so that my house will be filled. And I'm told that when they went out, they bid them to come, and they got people that was out there, whether they was good or bad, and they brought them in. But you got to be careful. You can't come to God any old type of way. You can't, praise God, hallelujah, half-heartedly say, well, I'll give part of my heart. No, you got to give your whole heart. The scripture says you got to love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, and mind. But you first come by faith in Christ. You receive Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be. So see, we're saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you believe and trust God for your salvation. Hallelujah. Accept the invitation. You got to respond. If you just don't sit, some people are just sitting on their pew. Now, you know it's going to be bad if you've been going to church all your life and you still don't know who the Son is. You don't know who the King is because you're listening to somebody, or you're going because, well, Mom and them taught us to go to church, but you still don't know Jesus. And what is sad to say, I read something to say it's sad, but some people been going to church all their life and they're going to still miss out. And you remember, the King is a good King. He's a merciful because he is God. He loves us, and he would that none should perish. But if you reject him, if you reject Christ, and there's denominations who reject Jesus, they say, oh, he was a good prophet. He was this or he was that, but they don't accept him as the Son of the living God. So there's people that may have good intentions, but good intentions won't get you to this banquet. It won't get you to have eternal life and be forever with the Father. Hallelujah. And sit at the table, glory be to God, with the Lord Jesus and others who love God. Praise God. So the servant, so where was he? It says, so the servant went to the, he said, but those who were invited did not deserve to come. So go to the streets, corners, and invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servant went out to the streets, and he gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king, this is the part that I was sharing with you, but when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. And he asked, how is it that you got in here without wedding clothes, friend? And the man was speechless. Now watch this. Wedding garments, wedding clothes, and back then it was said when you're making these preparations, you invite people, when they would come, there were certain, some would receive clothes like a wedding robe, certain wedding robe. And obviously he may have had on a wedding robe, but God don't just look on the outward. He doesn't look at the outward. He really looks at the heart. So if your heart, if you got in, and you were not right. And I like this because what it tells me, those that were invited, certain people, you know, and remember, who was the ones who was invited to the wedding to me? The priority ones was who? When Jesus first came, when he sent out his disciples, he said, go ye to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, the invitation went out to the Jews first. Hello, somebody. And it was only later when the Gentiles was grafted in because of the rejection of the Jews. Hello, somebody. So when you look at this, you can see that, oh, so who was those people who got that initial invitation? The Jews initially received this wonderful invitation. Praise God. But the scripture said he came to his own, and his own received him not. Glory be to God. Jesus was giving him, giving people, and his chosen, the Jews, because he was Jewish, praise God. Hallelujah, in the human form, praise God. So, glory be to God, he came to his own, and his what? His own received him not. My Lord. But then you look at the people who were not Jewish, those that, he said, go out there to the street corners and invite them. Go out to the highways and the hedges and compel. And that's what servants are supposed to do. We can't sit and hide behind the pews. Hello, somebody. If you have received this great invitation and responded by saying, Lord, please accept me as your child. Forgive me for my sins. I confess Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. If you responded by receiving this invitation, accepting it, and becoming a child of God, he says, to as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And if the precious Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, because of what you know, if you see someone else that's not saved, there's a compelling something on the inside to say, man, let me tell you this. I know you're having a tough time right now, but if you just open the door of your heart and let Jesus come in, I promise you, the situation may not turn out the way you expect, but you will be able to go through that better. Praise God. Regardless of what you're going through, you won't go through by yourself. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Let me hasten on, praise God, because I don't want somebody to maybe done went to sleep. Praise God. So it says the king, now realize this, the king is God. And even though you may look pretty, go to the church, dress up to the night, look pretty on the outside, but what's your heart like? Are you sitting there bombarded with so many things in your heart and mind that you have no time for God even when you come to the church? A lot of times you got to rebuke and bind up oppositions that try to destroy or try to get in your way of your worship with God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Let me hasten on. It says, then the king told the attendants, tie him up, the one that did not have a wedding garment, because see, God sees the heart. Tie him up and throw him outside into utter darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, that represents that outer darkness. Remember, Jesus is what? The light of the world. Glory be to God. And there's no darkness in him. So that means that whoever heart is not right with God, before you leave here, if you haven't accepted that invitation, hello, somebody. You're going to be thrown out. In other words, when you leave here, you're going to be separated from God. And the scripture even said, you know, if you live in today, even today, if you're trying to live without Christ, even though you have eyes, you really don't see. Hello, somebody. Praise God. So you've got to have the right garment, basically, and I want to say this, the right garment is revealed in your heart. The scripture says, who shall ascend up into the hill of the Lord? It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. It said, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Pause and think more about that. Glory be to God. What are you doing at this wedding without a wedding garment, said the king. My goodness, wedding garments is also imagery that shows righteousness, faithfulness, and obedience to the will of God, which is important for members of the new community, those who are in Christ, who have responded to the wedding invitation. Praise God. As I said earlier, hallelujah, glory be to God. To as many as receive him, to them he gave the righteousness to become the children of God. Glory be to God. To those who accept the invitation to come to Jesus, you can become a child of God tonight. Hallelujah. If you're on this line and you've never received Christ as your personal Savior, if you've taken that invitation and placed it to the side, let somebody know tonight that, you know what, I want to cash in my invitation tonight. I want to receive Christ as my personal Savior because I don't want to miss out on the greatest banquet with the greatest host, co-host, and guest that you will ever encounter in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Glory be to God. Listen, what have you done with the invitation that you received? I could say so much more, but I do want to give a chance for those, hallelujah, who may want to give some feedback or comment. I had some more information, but I think that would be entirely too much, so I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says, many come to the wedding feast without a wedding garment. If the gospel be the wedding feast, the wedding garment is a frame of heart. That was a little information. I think I already shared that. It says those and those only, and I'm sorry, who put on the Lord Jesus, that have a Christian temper of mind and are adorned with Christian graces, who live by faith in Christ and to whom he is all in all, have the wedding garment. So that was a little bit more. It says, they who live within the church, and this was interesting that I wrote down, that I received when I was doing some study, they who live within the church, they go to church, may die without Christ and will not have one word to say. Remember the person who did not have a wedding garment? He did not have an answer, did he, for the king? When the king asked him, what are you doing here without a wedding garment? He didn't have an answer. So it says, they who live within the church and die without Christ will not have one word to say for themselves in the judgment of the great day. They will be without an excuse. We don't want to have excuses for why we haven't come to the Lord, for why we haven't done what he has assigned for us to do. What have you done with the invitation that you have received? I pray that something that we said tonight will encourage you, praise God, to know for certain. And this is one of the things that I share with people, praise God, when I worked with the street ministry for about 15 years. I used to ask people a question, and it's basically like an invitation. I said, do you know for certain that you have eternal life and that you're going to go to heaven when you die? And sometimes people say, well, I hope so. Well, I tell them, well, you know what? God don't want you to hope so. He wants you to know right now. And you can know if you simply believe and receive Jesus as your Lord. So we pray that something we've said will help and encourage you to know for certain that you have taken that invitation, praise God, and you responded faithfully to God's call, praise God, to come to this great feast and great banquet that God is going to have. Hallelujah. And we love you tonight. We thank you, praise God, for the opportunity. I pray I didn't keep you and put you to sleep too bad. Pray you encourage, praise God, of what you've done with the invitation. And you can use that as you share with other people, asking the question, what have you done with the invitation that you have received? And they're going to ask you, and that was just a lead-in. They'll ask you, what invitation you're talking about? When Jesus came, he came to invite you to have a better life, but you got to receive him and be willing to let him deal with your situations that you have. Because some people think they need to change. And one of the things I see in this message, praise God, it just shows me how much God loves us, is that he'll expose and reveal to us and give us good understanding of what his word says, so that we can be his ambassadors and go out there and his servants to minister the word of God with clarity, so that people can know how much God loves them. And we got to do better, praise God, at not looking at people based on their situation or the circumstance, because Jesus already paid the price for every sin that man has ever committed. Now, man is the only one that can stand in his way of spending eternity with the Father. But we have to do better at showing the love of God to people regardless of their situation, and we have to give that invitation so that people have the option to accept Christ and their life become better. It can't get better without Jesus. Thank you so much. We love you. We ask God to bless you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to just enlighten our hearts regarding this wonderful word. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, and thank you for this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. It's right. Praise God. What a marvelous and wonderful teaching tonight on the invitation and making sure, glory to God, that we do know that we have a security in having eternal life. And I like what you said of not having excuses, but not to hope, I mean, not to hope so when someone asks you about do you have eternal life, but I've put down not to hope so, but to know so that you have eternal life. And that was just what you said. I just put it in that manner. But it was rich and it was detailed and it was understanding even all for a child to know. I'm not going to detain the time because, I mean, prolong the time because you did an excellent job in bringing that word forth and with clarity of thought. And so I'm going to leave the open the line so there's any responses to any of the other ministers from hearing the word tonight. We're going to allow them to share. And so I thank God for you, my sister, because truly the Lord has blessed you richly, endowed you richly in the word, and it was a blessing. So I'm giving them your homework just to get all the lines open. So if there's any responses or remarks tonight, and how God bless the word, we're going to allow the service now. You get the lines are open. So if you want to have any response to the Lord's blessing, the woman God spoke tonight. The line's open.
Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord there, Pastor.
Well, praise the Lord. What a wonderful word. I totally agree with her, and I just want to thank you, Evangelist. That was a wonderful word, and it was needed for this time. And as you were speaking, I had such a clear picture of the 10 virgins being invited and going to the wedding party, and five of them not being prepared. And God just spoke to my heart is that when we are invited to the wedding, and you said, what will we do with all the invitations?
Right.
Have to be prepared for the wedding. We got to be in right standing with God, and we got to endure through some things. You know, they waited overnight and five was not ready and the five was. And that was such a clear picture came to my mind of being spiritually ready when he comes back for his church and for his bride. So I do thank you for that message tonight. It was a wonderful message, and it's just a reminder to us. We don't know when he's coming, but one thing we know for sure that he is coming.
Amen.
And that we need to be prepared when he returns.
Glory
God bless
God.
You.
That was a, I like that. Praise God.
Beautiful message.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. I love that how you gave that illustration, Pastor Bird. That was wonderful. Anyway, anyone else?
Praise the Lord. I enjoy the message. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Especially when so many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
We have to know when we are called. We also have to know when the invitation is sent out, accept your invitation, and do the work. But until we come in to be obedient, to receive the word when the word has been sent out, we still be in darkness, because that means we've been disobedient. So this invitation was sent out those that don't know who you are, you got an invitation to come in to know who you are and stand boldly and proclaim it. Jesus is the Lord, and he is who is calling you. So this was a wonderful piece. The invitation was sent out. Each and every one that is listening, thank God for this invitation.
Amen.
You have no excuse that you don't know what to do. You have an invitation coming out on the line. And must always remember, when we get on the line and we have one of the members giving an invitation out, that is opening the door for you to come to say, Lord, Lord, I thank you. I received the invitation. I'm going to do something about it. So this is a wake-up for quite a lot of people. It's a wake-up. Amen. Sister,
Amen.
You did very good. Thanks be to God for using you so mightily. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise God. That's a blessing. The responses are
Praise
just
the
beautiful,
Lord.
Even in the inserts that are put in just to reinforce what the Lord has said. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Sister
Praise the Lord.
Oh, it was so good. That word was so good. It made me go back and just think when you were singing the song about come to Jesus. It made me go back and think about when I went up, when the altar would call and say, come to Jesus. And just like today, how God is calling people to come. He got his arms wide open now saying, come. He wants people to come. And it was just, I'm not going to add a lot to it, but because it was so good. You really did a great job. It was really good. And if they anybody on this phone tonight, come running. Come running. The time is now. Thank you.
Wow.
Praise
God.
Lord.
Praise
God,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're not prolonging the time. Anyone else, or either not listen? If there's no one else, you had another response. Mother Willette, you were about to say something.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I thank Sister Willette for that word tonight, because that let me look and see too. Like she was saying, a lot of people coming to church and just going to church. And the invitation is now, because there's a lot of people in the house of God, you know, getting the word and the invitation with the word, but they're not receiving the word. So that's why many are falling by the wayside. So that really opened my eyes, you know, that when we get it in the church and we get the word, we need to really grab hold of the word and apply it to our life.
Praise God. I'm telling y'all, the ladies are sitting, the ministers are sending some rich reinforcement of, you know, of what was already, things that were said, but also some more nuggets in there to fortify this call and the invitation and to receive it and to obey it. Praise the Lord. This is rich. Go ahead. Anyone else? If that's the last person, then we're going to let Mother Willette have remarks, and then if there's any prayer requests, briefly we'll go ahead, or either praise report, we're going to take that, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for Monday night prayer, intervening,
Amen.
Interceding, and warring in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Praise God. I truly honor God. I thank and praise God for all the wonderful comments, and I promise you, when I said I need the Holy Spirit, and I thank and praise God for the Holy Spirit, I just thank him for that message. What have you done with the invitation that you have received? And that lets each one of the believers to reevaluate that invitation, because it's not just coming from anybody. It's no ordinary, just regular person is coming from. Who is coming from? Praise God. And my heart, just as hearing that message myself, the Spirit just let me know how much God loves us still, praise God, in spite of the shenanigans and the stuff that people are doing in the earth today. the message must still go out, praise God. So I thank and praise God for all of that feedback and the fact that if you're on the line and if you're wondering whether or not you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, you need to let someone know and don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil trick you out of it, praise God. But I just thank and praise God because my heart, I believe it's a message from the heart of God. God is explaining how important this thing is. Remember, if judgment begins at the house of God, you need to wonder where the sinner will appear. But that means that even we have to examine ourselves to make sure we're yet in the faith and we're doing what God has called us to do, because I like how I got the understanding from some of the study how the servants, that's who we are. It's just, you know, so praise, I think, and praise God, and just realize how much God still loves people, and he wants that message to continue to go out. And when we meet people, praise God, regardless of how they smell, how they look, regardless of what they're trying to be like, we have to show the love of God, and you can't do it if the love of God is not abiding down on the inside, because it's going to take the love of God to draw people to him. We just have to do our part, which is to get the message out, come to Jesus, just like the songwriter says. So I thank and praise God for the message. What have you done? And what's interesting is that last Wednesday, the brother who did the teaching of the Wednesday nursing home service, he spoke from this same text. And I thought, well, you're on the right track, because that's my message I was speaking on that Monday night. So I thank and praise God. And we'll give some more of it this coming Wednesday at the nursing home. So thank you so much for your kind words, and to God be the glory, because it's his word. But I thank and praise God. He loves us so much. He does not want us to miss out on that house that is not made with hands. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We truly give God glory and honor, and we thank God for your sincerity and how generous you were with just spreading the word, spreading the gospel, because that means seeking the face of God, hearing his voice, and bringing what is needed for the house, and that's what's important. So in the meantime, we thank God for you, for you continue to increase in knowledge and wisdom as God continue to bless and keep you in every area and every aspect of your life, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, we welcome Pastor Bird back to you from Florida. And you have anything that the Lord placed on your heart tonight for the body, or want to share, or if not, then we're anybody else that has an invitation. I mean, invitation. Have a praise report or prayer request before we hang up. Hello, everybody there?
Amen.
I know the phone cut us off. Are you ladies still there? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Can you hear me?
I heard you.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes. I just want to share. I went to Florida. A lot of things went on, and I was caught off guard with some things. But today when I woke up, God gave me this scripture, and I'm going to just let you know that whatever you're going through, whatever the circumstances, and we got to completely trust God regardless of what's going on. And he gave me Romans 15:13. And it says that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I feel like that was a personal word from God, because this thing just showed up. I got my Bible on my telephone, but I didn't even have a thing on with my scripture for today, and it just showed up. And so I know that God was speaking to me, saying to me, regardless of what went on, regardless of what it looked like, just trust in me. And so I'm just sharing this to say that regardless of what's happening in our lives, we got to know that God got this. We can't let the enemy come in and steal our peace and steal our joy, because I believe with my whole heart that the body of Christ is being persecuted at this hour. And it's a constant fight against Satan, because he wants to overthrow us. He wants to get us in that place where we don't trust God. But as I was reading that and God was filling me with his presence, I realized that we got to pray even harder. We got to stay on the wall. We got to stay in position, because this is the time that the body is being persecuted. And we got to know that it's a good thing. That it's a good thing. Regardless of what else go on, God got us. He is our hope of glory. And I just wanted to share that.
Praise God. That's a powerful word for us to be encouraged daily with this fight that's going on, because as I've been sharing with her and many others this past week, that the enemy is trying to wear out the saints, and he's trying to cause us to lose focus, no matter whether it's your home, whether it's your body, illness, or situation with ministry or job, you know, employment, whatever. And the thing about it is that staying focused, perseverance, staying in that word, letting the Holy Spirit have his way. Don't grieve him. Don't override him. Have an ear to hear what he's saying. Keep pressing and speaking the word and praising him and magnifying. Even when we get discouraged, and get what, remember he said, cast all his cares upon you because he care for you. All ye that are laboring heavy laden, he's given us and told us the whole armor and telling us the weapons to use and what we need to do and how we have to fight this fight. So we have to remind ourselves constantly. And then when we have all fight the good fight of faith, we got to keep the. We have to stand and do all the stand, but then he give us reinforcement when we have to call somebody and get that reinforcement with somebody else and call up that backup and so forth, like for prayer. So it's a fight that's on, but nevertheless, it's the only thing going to please God is faith, even though he's merciful and even though, glory to God, he's a God that's don't sit so high, he's not touched down here with our infirmities, but he is touched by, but he still says it's going to take our faith and know what, just like what Pastor said, God got this, because he done said in Romans 8:28, he'll work everything for our good. He'll know the promises of the Lord, add a rich and make it no sorrow. And then when we're going through it, don't feel like it, but we have to know on the other side of this mountain, as we speak to it and call it down, God got promises and he got a word. He got that's going to be right there to comfort us and soothe us and keep us while we're in the valley. And we got to know he's the same day, yesterday, today, forevermore. In the valley, he's the same. On the mountaintop, he's the same. In the midst of our decisions, he's the same. He has it. And the enemy will do everything he can to blow everything up, to make it look like you're tired, you're overwhelmed, that's too much. Well, then we got to shake ourselves. We got to get back and realize, wait a minute, who's talking and what's going on and whose report that we're going to believe. And so it's a press in the midst of it all, but nevertheless, we got to hold on to the promises of the Lord. Praise God. So we thank God, glory to God. He's the one that's going to take us through this, and greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. And though sometimes it's can get a little bit overwhelming, but he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but I deliver them out of all and be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So regardless, we got to speak it, believe it, and stand on it. But in the meantime, when those days where it seem overwhelming, we got to keep pressing. But in the meantime, we got to call that help in and know, glory to God, we're not on no island. That's why we have our brothers and sisters for us to bear one another burdens and bear one another burdens and strong bed infirmities of the weak. So that just stirred that. This word just stirred me up, and what she just said, I couldn't help it. It just fired me up and just giving me the more to the sin. So praise God, because challenges out there, but the enemy wants us off our post. But that's why we got to be helping one another. In the meantime, praise the Lord. Anyone else, bless the Lord. Well, we hear the phone ringing, but is anyone else going to answer? Who else? Nothing else?
Praise the Lord, sister. I just want to again thank the prayer warrior for praying for my daughter on the other night. that she when she came back home, she was walking better than what she were when she left, and I thank God for the pearls of the righteousness very much. So I she's still, you know, walking around. She's doing good. And she had went out the day and she come back and she said, "Well, Mama, my legs is she could tell when it's gonna get rid of the rain." She said she could tell. She said the rain is coming, which it, a storm just came passed through just a few minutes ago. And she was saying my legs is getting swollen a little bit. And I said when you start to feeling that pain, I said you rebuke it right then in the name of Jesus. I said, and you speak the word over your leg. And I said, and then after she got up, after she did that, and after she got up, she didn't feel it anymore. I said, when any kind of pain hits you, you speak that word right then. I said, you just speak it right then before it even go any further. I said, because the enemy just keep trying to nag you and nag you. I said, you speak the word. Put the word on the enemy. Put it on it. I said, he have to flee. I said, he may come back, but he got to flee. And so so she's been reading the word and everything. And so I just thank God for each and every one of y'all for praying for her and just continue to pray for her as she continue to get in the word herself, which she has since she's been living here with me. And we never know why things go like they go because she had been in her own home, but she been here with me for a while. And there have been, you know, a change in her since she's been here. So, we never know why God make the change like he do. But it's for her good. It's for her good. And I thank God for it. Y'all pray for her. Continue to pray for her. Thank you.
Amen.
And I like that testimony. That's a blessing. Praise God. God blessing the power of prayer even just immediately that night when she got back. And like our mother said, she wasn't there that long either, and the prophecy that came past when I was telling Mother McCormick when she was talking about the transition for a short time that her daughter did, I said, God going to do something miraculous. Here's a purpose that she's going to be there. God going to bless you. Y'all going to have prayer together. God going to change your heart, going to change some things, and she's going to get closer to the Lord. She's going to be different when she get ready to leave. He was going to do some things in the family. So just to hear that praise report is a blessing, how God is blessing and moving, and how she's finding her, because I was saying, she's going to know not just the God, because she prayed, she called on her mother a lot even before in time past. Her mama prayed healings, prayed the word, God bless, and she would speak things and it would come to pass. But I say your daughter going to come to know God for herself and going to have an identity herself, and God is blessing, moving, and it's so wonderful to hear the praise reports and how God is blessing and doing it. She's finding herself speaking the word and being in the word for herself. So I thank God for blessing that prophecy to come to pass.
Amen.
Anyone else? Well, in the meantime, we're going to get ready to pray and thank God again for the word that poured was so powerful tonight. Thank God for all those inserts because they're powerful to be able to reinforce what the Lord has blessed and to fortify that and for even for us to be a reminder when the enemy try to shortchange us or try to get us sidetrack on some things. There were some rich words in there for to keep us encouraged. And like she said, judgment began at the house of God. So we need to make sure that we're walking upright, making sure we're not putting no stumbling blocks in anybody's way, making sure that we're holding fast and we're not perpetrating the fraud, that we are sincere. And there are going to be some times we're going to have some days going to be short or may wait, but it should not be a constant thing. We should be striving more and more for the Lord. But there are going to be times we may be short. We may miss it. That's why he said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He don't want us to stay there. When we fall, get back up, or either when we short or miss the things that we've done that even hurt or cause pain for somebody else, walk in forgiveness and forgive and also ask for forgiveness so God can turn back around and forgive us and don't hinder our prayers won't be hindered. So in the meanwhile, we bless the Lord again for the invitation, what we do with it, and also after we got the invitation, what we're doing with it and continue to do with it in the name of Jesus. So praise God. We're going to get ready to close and for tonight and keeping we're not from God's presence, but also just from departing off of the phone, thanking God again for Pastor being back from Florida. Praise God for all the mothers and the Mother Freeman, Mother Smalls, that the Lord continue to bless for those and those people that we've been having to some of those people that are going through and with bereavement and different things that are happening now, and so many things we also hearing in the news about some things that are going on, even with, you know, in all of our cities, at this crime and everything in pain and murder and all this. We still got to keep praying and tearing down our strongholds and praying for that invitation for people's hearts to be open, that they will receive Christ and know it's not in their sex and their Lexus and all in their money and the power and prestige and whatever, but come to know and not in their pain and sorrow or whatever the enemy is using at this hour for the, to cause people's minds to be like airheads and just inserting so many things to cause so much heartache and pain. But in the nevertheless, we are praying for those things and situations that God will bless, that salvation will come to many hearts and recognize they need a Savior and a Deliverer. And those that are in Christ, they don't start falling away and have fell away, he's married to the backslider. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory for all these things that we're putting before you and things that we do already have on the altar. God, we know that you are prayer answering, God, and we have confidence to know that you do answer. God, help us to stay focused and to keep faith and don't be moved by what we see. And even when we see pain and heartache or even when we've gone through it, God, help us to know the God of our salvation. And glory to God, he is all about the healing, deliverance, and bringing us through. And even though through the times that we're living in, God, you're still on the throne and you're still doing great and mighty things. So we're praying for deliverance. We bind up every satanic and demonic and foul spirit of the enemy that's bringing so much chaos in the land and causing people's minds to be twisted. But we bind that foul and unclean spirit, open their hearts and their minds, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We're praying for those that have so many mental problems and mental issues too, God, that we know this is demonic. But God, you can deliver the mind, deliver the hearts in the name of Jesus. Give people a mind and a heart to want to change. And those that are bound by satanic forces, we are praying those strongholds down. God, we call for salvation, deliverance, healing, and wholeness. We pray comfort, and we pray, glory to God, for those that have been bereaved and going through many various situations. We pray for those that are lost their homes and lost, glory to God, loved ones, or maybe lost, glory to God, their possession, lost jobs, and lost, glory to God, all their savings, everything they ever had, glory to God. We're praying, God, that they have their life still. Give them a new beginning, a new start, but it also in you as well. And some may have been saved too as well and went through it. God, I pray against the forces of the enemy to try to make them feel like that God did this one. Thank them. Be thankful that God can give them a new beginning. Some of their things may not be replaced, but material things can. But some things they've lost may not be, but nevertheless, they can have a new beginning, God. So I'm asking you, Lord, to bless even of those things across the land that's going through in so many various areas. And thank you for your protection and your shield every day. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness and mercy. Thank you for doors open, doors closed. Thank you for saving us and snatching us out of the hand of the enemy. Thank you for the things that the enemy would have tried to entrap us and snare us with, that you not allow us to be snared by the hand of the enemy. You're not having us ignorant of Satan's devices. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for us being able to come together and be able to hear the word of God and be able to hear and receive and to walk in your promises. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with to have a Savior as Jesus Christ, the mercy and the grace we receive every day as well as favor. Thank you for our children, our family, our grandchildren, our spiritual family. Thank you for, glory to God, just even this moment for our breath and life and health and wholeness. It may not be in the best of it, but we're standing on what your word says about it. Thank you for the pressing, the pursuing after you. Thank you for just being in your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. You are such a mighty and marvelous and wonderful God. God, help us to appreciate you and worship you and magnify you. And glory to God, be in a place of humility even the more. God, help us to be lovers one of another. Love you most of all with all our heart, soul, mind, and body. But be lovers of, glory to God, one another. Being able to love our enemy as ourselves, and glory to God, it may seem like a hard task, but you've already did that because we were once enemies of the cross. God, I bless you today. Teach us some more how to rest in you, trust you, and not to take these problems and situations in our own hands. God, we love you today. We thank you, and we thank you for all that you've done and doing. We glorify and magnify your holy name. You are so worthy to be praised. Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts and every foul and unclean spirit that has come up against these prayers or try to come up against us, our families, our ministries, or whatever else concerning us. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak life, health, and wholeness. We even speak financial blessings. Some that have been challenged, but God, glory to God, some will never know because of the way they love God and share and concern for others and do some things. And sometimes it can be young, things happen beyond our control. But God, the attitude of how we go through these trials, go through these problems, going to make all the difference. You may be glorified. So So, Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and thank you for still moving, and great things still yet to come, because you said we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and glory to God. And when the enemy comes in one way, you're causing a flea seven. You will set a table in the presence of our enemy. And sometimes the enemy try to make it look like it's not so, but our faith is in God and not to look at the situation. So help us the more to keep our eyes fixed on you, trust and rest in you. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray you bless each one of them, God, in their homes and in their families, in their finances, in their love, in their mercy, in the grace that you've shown upon them, God, that they'll keep looking to you and trusting you. So, God, we bless you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Shalom.
We bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord again for you. And we thank God again, sister, and have a great night, mother, and all of you. And we love you to the Lord's sake. Again, when we touch on the basis again for Monday night prayer, the Lord say the same.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise him. Amen.
Now for the fire. The fire of the anointing. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.